Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
All right. Good morning and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor, and we are going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests here, time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead, share this call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1800. Or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Family, we are on a new series, and it's called Leadership, Your Biggest Key to Long-Term Success in Network Marketing. All I can tell you is that I'm coming to you today extremely, extremely inspired and excited. You know, we have our foundation scripture. If you haven't gone already, go back to Proverbs 11 and 14, and where you can start to understand that the word of the Lord even says is where there's no guidance, the people fall, but in an abundance of counselors, there is victory. And so, you know, all I can tell you is that we need more leaders in this industry. We need more leaders in this industry. And, you know, we talked about vision. We talked about leaders first having to have vision. If you listen to the past episodes, you know about how eagle vision is. You know, they see deeper, brighter. They have a wider radius and spectrum of vision. It helps them with long-term goals, eagles. But I can tell you this. Once you're able to see your vision and then you're You record the vision because you have to write it down. You have to write it down. You see it and then you record it and then you own it. The next thing you have to do is you have to feel it and then you have to live it. Family, we're talking about passion this morning. And I'm telling you, great leaders have passion. And so our scripture, they don't only have just a passion only about their vision, but I'm telling you, no big vision is coming to fruition without having a passion for people. So our scripture is coming out of 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 22. We got to feel it and live it and have passion for people, family. For great leadership, and this scripture is going to nail it in for you. We got to go to the Lord and ask Him about how to have passion for our vision, how to have passion for people so we can be great leaders in this industry. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day. This is the day you've made, and we're so glad. We're rejoiced. We're here in the land of the living. Dear Lord, we're thanking you, O Father God, for your grace and your mercy. We're thanking you, O Father God, that you had enough passion and love for us, that you gave us your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. On this day, O dear Lord, we ask that you allow your Holy Spirit to take full reign here at Power Start Your Day. May your servant decrease as you increase to tap in to the hearts of the people where they may find passion. We know deep inside of us, each of us have something that we desire strongly, O Father God. Let the weeds of life, let the distractions of life be moved out of the way right now in the name of Jesus, so that your people will reveal a passion, so they will have long-term success and also please you in ways that never before. Dear Lord, as we go out and do these great exploits in your name, we'll be careful to acknowledge you. We're thanking you, O Father God, that you're expanding our territory as we're expanding our passion to lead your people to higher, greater, better lives. We honor you and we bless your holy name and seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, guys, I won't be taking any calls on this morning. I know you're going to have some really, really good notes on today because passion is something that a lot of people have to tap into. It's that enthusiasm, and it's that relatability. It's that thing that makes people follow. We're talking about leadership, right? And so look at what the Apostle Paul says. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 22 says, "To the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some." This is what I want you guys to know. That passion in a leader will become contagious to those who are following. You know, we are leaving Las Vegas here on today, and, you know, we spent some time with Eric and Marina Worry, phenomenal, phenomenal couple. And it's so clear about their passion for the industry that they are trainers of leaders of leaders, trainers of leaders of leaders. We always talk about levels to everything. He talks so much about growth and contribution that's what he's doing now. It's just about the growth of others and the contribution to the network marketing industry. He was able to train for 5 days straight. Where does that kind of energy come from? Where does that content come from? He did it without tons of PowerPoints. This is for years, from years and years of experience, and where he developed an unwavering passion for the vision of network marketing as a professional career. My question to you is, do you really want to have success? You got to go to a deeper place than just, I'm just trying to make money off somebody, or I just got to pay my bills and I'm just desperate and it's all about me. You got to go to a place of passion. If you find where the people who have the most complaints have the least passion. I need you to know that passion is described or even defined as a strong, barely controllable emotion or a strong incitement or enthusiasm about something. Passion creates high energy, not only in yourself, but also in others. It's a big word. But passion and leadership are for people who went through a process. And if you're trying to develop passion, you have to allow the twists and turns of life and business, go through the process, and then you'll develop what we call as passion, and it will trump fear. Slap fear all in the face, and it can override procrastination. Passion is a reason. If you're trying to become a real leader, passion will become the reason that you'll go out and keep learning and working towards mastering your craft. This is why I am here, to master what I do with my teams, my systems. I came to learn, and I sat for days and days in large investments. Passion will allow you not to see the obstacles, but only the opportunity to grow yourself and grow others. It's hard for people to find passion because they're still looking for happiness. They're still looking for satisfaction. They're still looking to be served. Instead of looking to foster and create relationships and bonds with other people such that they lead them into a massive positive movement. You know, sometimes you might not be passionate specifically about network marketing, but if you want to find a passion and apply it to network marketing, you got to ask yourself, what are you really passionate about doing? What would you do that no one had to pay you for? Learn and grow that. Become successful at that. And then use that. Because in network marketing, even the attraction marketing nowadays is not attracting people through, hey, I have an opportunity. Hey, I have this for you. Hey, we're going to make money. Hey, we live in life, you know, on top of the hill. People's natural passion is attracting people to one another to say, we have these things in common in a strong way. I wouldn't mind building something big with you. You find a lot of people are trying to replicate the passion of others. It cannot be done. You can be inspired by others. But passion is authentic. You know, we were sitting there with all these top leaders on last evening, and, you know, we were, you know, just chatting, and you'd be surprised on how so many people have passion, but because they're looking for someone else to validate the passion for them, or they're looking for someone to give them a pat on the back, they may miss the biggest opportunity for leadership. So as the young ladies, we were sitting, and there was a few of them that were talking. They were like, Nicola, you know, when you speak, when you get on stage, you just light up. And I said, but every light don't shine exactly the same. You don't have to be an extrovert and a great orator for someone to feel that you really deeply care about something, that you'll go for gold on something. It's that knowing in the hearts from one human to the next that this person is for real. Everyone can have that if they were literally willing to give more of themselves. If they were willing to sell out to their vision. See, this is the reason why the vision has to be established. This is the reason why the vision must be recorded in vivid colors and detail. So you can start having passion and not only feel it, but you start living it, meaning you get up every day and you pursue, you work toward that vision. You will find your leadership role by default through passion. Identify today how you can go deeper into your vision to find passion. You'll stop being passive. You'll move into action. And it no longer will be about what people think about you. You won't see that anymore. It will no longer be about who don't agree with what you're doing. You won't hear that anymore. to be all about bringing your vision and assignment into fruition. Passion, guys. A big key to leadership. It's time to tap into yours. You guys go out there, go help some people on today. Go make it happen. I'm heading back to ATL to my family. Oh, my mercy. Am I so passionate about family? That is one of my biggest whys outside of wanting to make major contribution to the kingdom of God and their people through this industry. My family makes me run, so I wanted to retire early so I could have more time with family. Passion. See you guys later. Bless you. Have a productive day. That means do some income producing activity.